depravity. That word sounds so sinister and cruel, and yet depravity is all around us. When your child rolls their eyes at you, it's a mark of depravity. When you speed past the slow driver and you shake your head at them, it's a mark of depravity. When you leave the grocery cart in between parking spaces instead of pushing it to the cart corral, that's evidence of depravity. But what exactly is depravity? Depravity is our big church word for us on day by day. Although the word depravity doesn't show up in Scripture, its truth is everywhere. Romans chapter 7, verse 18, I know that nothing good dwells within me, that is, in my flesh. Titus chapter 1, verse 15, to the corrupt and unbelieving, nothing is pure. Their minds and consciousness are corrupted. Jeremiah 17, 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? Depravity is the doctrine that every part of our being has been affected and corrupted by the fall of man into sin. Our intellectual life, our emotional life, our spiritual life, our desires, our motives, and even our physical bodies. Every part of our life has been corrupted. We are depraved. Depravity doesn't mean that we are as bad and evil as we possibly could be. Neither does depravity mean that humans can do no good at all, but it does mean that we can do no eternal good in our relationship with God because all of our faculties have been darkened and contaminated by sin. But there is good news to go along with this bad news. Even though we cannot do anything good in regard to our relationship with God, the good news is that God has done every good thing necessary for us to have a relationship with Him. This is the gospel message, the message of the Bible. In its simplicity, God showed His love for the world in this way. He sent His only Son, His perfect Son, to be punished for our depravity. And once that punishment was completed in death, His Son, Jesus, rose from its effects, proving that He had overcome the power of sin and death and depravity, so that everyone who believes in Him will be rescued from the eternal effects of their own depravity. When you pray today, please remember Phil Knott, our missionary in Africa. And also remember the French African LifeWord broadcast heard all throughout Africa.